Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This week on the Beard Loss Podcast.
Kind of, and I promise my nose is itching. I'm not like... Anyway.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
And I'm like, holy shit, why am I eating this shitty ass pizza that's fucking cold every day?
They either fuck you or eat you. And all I know is if they're going to eat me, they better fuck me first, okay? Just give me the two-piece combo.
You give us 6 inches and it's, you know, it's going to cause a lot of trouble.
That's right.
That's what he's here.
Yep.
But if you're gonna promise six, you better bring six, human.
That's right. You know, it's a lot of five with about an inch of a promise. You know what I mean? It just they gotta give that little extra thrust, make it seem like it's a little bigger than it is.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
That's going in.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. I hope that made it into the,
damn it,
the thing. And for everybody's like, oh, hell funny, start your show off with some inside jokes. Well, you know, you should have been here. You could be in the audience. There's links that you can press and you can hang out and watch us record. You just have to know when we record. And only
and
the OGs.
Not even sneaky.
We're not even sneaky. Yeah, it's 10 o'clock Standard Eastern Time. Well, we say 10, but usually it's 10:10, 10:15. Depends who's got to poop, who's got to finish this, who's got to throw some meat on the grill or potentially in a wife. It just doesn't, you never know what's going to happen with the Beard Loss crew, but... Either way, what you do know is we're part of the Deluxe Edition Network. Make sure you guys check out Bev's Video Kingdom, Barrel Age Flicks, and Kindness Matters Podcast. I think this is the last one we're going to have in January. So February's coming up. We're going to have some new podcasts of the month. Check them out. And sadly, it could be our last time to be friends. No, we're always going to be friends. But to announce Fat Baby Berman. And guess what, guys? They're back. They're not out of stock. They're restocked. You guys can see it back here. By the time this recording goes, you're probably going to see me filling it up. Turns out I like it a little bit more chilled. I guess I'm not like a bourbon, what's the word, condensaire or something like that, whatever the French say. I like a little bit of ice on my bourbon, and I don't know if that's like allowed in the bourbon game, but I found that I like it a lot better. So I guess I'm a wimp, but either way, I'm going to pour a glass of that, and shout out to them. Shout out to Copper John's Beard Company. Make sure you guys check them out as well. Use code, probably you've been whacking off, Brandon J. Use code BeardLaws, whatever you want. There's links all over the place. Go support a good dude and a good brand. And one more, and then I'm going to tell you who else we're chatting with, is Sasquatch Tea Company. Got this cool cup.
Oh,
and what it does
sick.
Is as it gets hot, it's a Nintendo cup. So at when it's hot, you see the game. And then when it's cold, it's a black screen. So one of those fancy heat sense cups. Yeah.
I'm
sipping on the vanilla flavored black tea from Sasquatch Tea Company. Love the dudes. Their social media is funny. I know you, but you don't like coffee. Have you ever tried tea?
So I'm not a tea fan either, but it's a double whammy here because I don't know if you guys recall. Every time that I usually get Stony Baloney outside in the summertime, I have a deep fear that out of the cornfield, Sasquatch is going to come and kill me. And for, yes, I don't know what it is, my entire TikTok longevity, somehow, in some way, Bigfoot or Sasquatch is surrounded by everything I do. And I eventually, he's going to kill me. Just, you know, watch the newspapers. If you guys, next time I go missing again for a while, check for Bigfoot.
That's, I feel like, happened. You should be wearing a body cam. That way, when he does, and have it like live feed to like a Google Drive or something.
Something.
What
still
if these
happen.
Guys? So if you see these guys, you're gonna be like, ah, or you're gonna be like, cheers. I'm gonna have cheers.
See, now guys. Those are not. It's, I envision like the Jack Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sasquatch. That's what I always think of. Those guys. That one looks like. I can have a good time with those guys.
I want to say something. I love tea.
Yeah.
But I love those fucking containers. Those kind of like. Those slip-on containers, yep, that are like, they're made of cardboard, yep, usually, but oh, they're, yep, wonderful. They're,
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, I just recently bought this one here, the Kings Canyon Cream Black Tea, and what was the other one I thought? I think it was this one or this one. I'd have to look. I've tried them all, but this one right here is awesome. It's a vanilla-flavored black tea. Oh, man, it's $14.99, comes with 20 sachets. So I mean, you're getting 20 cups of coffee or tea for $14.99. You can subscribe and save 50 milligrams. This one really gets you going in the morning. So this one, I wish I brought the tea bag out. Giggity. Like you can just tell looking at it. My father-in-law is a huge tea guy. My wife loves tea. Their whole family, the Scottish and everything. I showed them each, gave them some, and they couldn't believe the quality of the tea. Actually, it's right here. Let me show you. A lot of the ones, like the cheaper ones, I know it's the whole pay for what you get thing. You know what I mean? You open it up and you get that little bit of a cheaper. But this is a black tea, and I mean, it looks fantastic. You can tell, like, it's not cheap shit. And it tastes so goddamn good.
So the only tea I drink, and I say that in quotation because I always get ridiculed for it, is the only thing that I can occasionally drink is a Snapple peach tea. I fuck with that every once in a while. So if there is something comparable to this watered down shit apparently that I drink or whatever, count me in.
Yeah, they have different, like I said, they have one, what is it here? You can get the Beast Bundle for $69.99. But yeah, I mean, they have different ones. The breakfast black tea, which was good. It was kind of like an Irish breakfast tea, wouldn't probably be up your alley. There is one that's got like honey and chives. There's a bunch of different stuff. I don't know. There is caffeine free for people that don't love caffeine, but for me, it's like, nah, I really want to get that caffeine.
See, the Yellowstone. I have the palate of a 12-year-old.
Well, you would think 12-year-olds love it. Yeah, the Yellowstone is like a marigold flavored. But I'll look through the different profiles and I'll make a recommendation. You either try it or you don't. But it's good stuff. Good stuff. Love it. So obviously the voice you've heard, that's Eubin Whacking Off. Make sure you guys check out eubinwhackingoff.com in the next couple of weeks. He's got some exciting shit going on. And Brandon J. McDermott, he's also got some amazing stuff on the website. He's got a book. He's got all sorts of cooking stuff. He's got some jokes. What I love are these new images. I don't know if you've seen some of the ones that he's putting out, Eubin, but holy shit. I get a sneak peek, I think, before he posts a lot of them. And holy shit, I am loving these. Have you seen them yet, Eubin?
No, I don't think so.
Brandon, tell them about a couple of them or show them if you want. They're fucking, yeah, hilarious. And why I love it, it's creative, it's brilliant, and it fits kind of what Brandon has going on. The food, the humor, it's fucking hilarious.
Every time that I get on Instagram, you are the first person I see with your memes. And again, you crack me up every single time, so I appreciate
you. Love to hear that. So when you see memes, generally a meme is, most of the time, it's a template. It's somebody has taken a template that has already exists, a still from a movie or a cartoon, like the Jack Nicholson nod on anger management. The,
mm-hmm.
And then they throw words over it.
They
throw words over it or whatever, or like the Spider-Man meme where they're all pointing at each other. That's the template that people use, and they'll put words on it. Well, right. I've kind of, and I promise my nose is itching. I'm not like, anyway.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Be a lot cooler if you did. But what I started thinking about is how can I create something that nobody else is creating? And of course I pay for ChatGPT, their 4.0, which is like not the free version, but the upgraded version, which is so much better, which won't even be able to touch when they come out with the next version, by the way. But 4.0 can make memes. So you have to give it prompts, what are called prompts. So you tell it, make a meme about a fat man at a drive-thru asking for Diet Coke. And it will. And usually it's not exactly what you want, but so then you have to add more prompts. Okay, this is not bad. Make sure to put a menu or an order screen behind the car that shows that he's ordered 25 things. And it will. And there's funny things. I asked it, one prompt I did do, I asked it to do was to make me a box of Little Caesars and somebody, because I hate Little Caesars. Anybody who knows me knows that it tastes like cardboard. And so the joke is make somebody eating Little Caesars because it tastes like cardboard. And AI fucks everything up. It's not perfect. That's the great thing about AI. So what AI did was it built me, I'm going to try to show you the original, the meme it sent me. And first of all, it said it couldn't do Little Caesars because of copyright infringement stuff. So I asked it to make Middle Caesars.
Yeah.
But it gave me this image, which is cursed. But the thing is like it doesn't make sense. You know, like, why would the thing be on the inside? But then I thought to myself, that's brilliant, because what I can do is I can add to it and I can say, which you can't read. It says you are what you eat.
Yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
And so the joke is it tastes like cardboard. And then, of course, somewhere in the thing, you'll see my picture.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Here's a great one. So this guy, you are what you eat. This guy ate a whole bunch of chicken nuggets. And he's turning into a chicken nugget. And it's not perfect. You can see, like, what is it? Waffles? What is he melting on himself?
French toast.
But if you zoom in, if I get it to work. You zoom into his eye, you'll notice his left eye is my my logo. So you'll see my watermark in somewhere on the meme, so I know when other people share it. That, because the problem was this, was this, and Matt, I hope I'm not taking too much time, was that...
No. I brought it up because I wanted to talk about it. This is awesome.
Was that I had memes taken down from Facebook specifically because I was creating content that was somebody else's. Well, if I'm creating AI memes, AI-generated memes, which aren't the same, like, you can say to it, create a meme of a fat man in a drive-thru drinking Diet Coke or asking for Diet Coke, it will give you one. And then you say, create another one. It will give you another one that is totally different. And then create another one. Another, it's completely different animation, completely different everything. And it can't even, AI isn't good enough to replicate the same meme it just created. Mm-hmm. So if you say, give me the same exact one, go. It will give you the same exact theme, completely different animation, completely different. And when I say animation, I mean, like, it's going from something that looks like this. Where's dad in front of a steak, right? to something like this.
Yeah.
Where the animation is completely different. That looks like claymation. Vegans make steak is what that says, by the way.
Right.
So that's... like, the animation's completely off the wall and different. So now, that's not making everybody happy. There are some people like, why are you putting watermarks on AI-created content? I go, well, would you rather I go in and take templates that everybody else and their mom is using and then throw words on it? Because that takes 30 seconds. When I'm creating a meme, it takes me 10 to 15 minutes to work with the AI to create the meme that I want it to make. Because sometimes it's not coming out the exact way I want it to. Yep. If I could pull up, if you guys have a second.
Yeah, yeah. And to add to that while you're pulling that up is there's people that are out there that are creating music. They're creating PowerPoints. They're creating stuff in Python, codes, and stuff like that for work with AI. Yep. You know what I mean? AI is a tool to bring out your creativeness, and you have to tell AI what to do. So these people that are like, ooh, you can't watermark, you didn't create it. Well, I mean, you did.
That is wild.
So this is the original one I asked for. I said, give me a meme that shows a man turning into a chicken nugget because he's eaten so many of them. And it's not great, right? So then I asked
evolution.
I gave it another prompt. I go, blah, 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 needs to have this on it. So then it gives me another one. And I'm like, okay, this is better, but I don't want the chicken nugget to have a face because it should be the man that's the chicken nugget. Okay, this is better, but this looks like he's wearing a really woolly coat. So give me another one. And then I got that.
Yep.
So it took me several prompts of typing out, like, no, this is what I want. So in fact, in essence, I am creating the meme. I'm just not writing it. I'm creating the meme just as much as anybody else is creating the meme. I'm not an artist by any means, but neither are any of the other meme curators or creators. And it takes me 30 minutes a day, and it's like a lot of fun. I enjoy it because you don't know what you're going to get from AI. Some of them are really good and some of them are terrible. So anyway, if you want to see some of them, check my Instagram or Facebook page. They're kind of funny.
Dude, they're awesome. In chat. Oh, go ahead, Euban.
I'm just baffled because I don't get on the internet as much, and I don't, you know, or I'm not on my computer and doing all this weird stuff. It's like, to me, it's weird because I'm unfamiliar with it. I've seen all this chat, you know, whatever this AI GPT. Stuff is, like when Rob did it for Andre Johnson for the fantasy football league. I'm like that. Wait, I'm like, whoa. It just did that. And like, if you go back to that, you see my mind just fucking blown. I'm like, what? And
everyone else full-on like, Hall of Fame speech on behalf of Andre Johnson in less than 30 seconds. That was wild.
And it was good. And like seeing these photos and just seeing how you were able to manipulate, this is all completely new to me. So this is like the first time actually like seeing this shit step by step. So if I'm like, I promise, am I a little stony baloney? Yes, but you're also blowing my fucking mind right now. This is some cool shit. And I'm going to try it immediately.
It's changing like the landscape, and it's changing in real time. Like it's not going to be the same in 10 days, in 10 years or 10 months, you know, it's going to be different. Last example. So I, you can also take a meme and have it create a meme with the same theme that will be similar. Like a problem I have with a lot of memes is that they're so pixelated and you can't see them. This is a picture from the 80s. And it says, Dad, what was it like living in the 80s? And there was an explosion in the background at a Hardee's with a Smurf and right. So I asked it to do that for me, to create a meme that would be similar to that theme. And this is what it gave it, which is visually awesome. Amazing. Yep. So the thing with it is this is when you see a meme like this, it is visually, I don't want to scroll away. I want to see what's the words now, because this is, I am intrigued. It looks great to the eye. And so that's where AI has kind of changed the game. And is it going to be the same in a year? No. But for the time being, it's fun, and I'm running with it. And none of them have gone viral or anything like that. It hasn't hit big for me, but it's a lot more fun. And I'm getting good comments, and I'm getting some bad ones too, but who cares?
That's when you know get it's that a good anyway. Video. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess with me, so say if you wanted to merchandise something like that, so how do you own the rights to that, excuse me, that image now? Or
that's a good question. I do not know. I pay for it. So I don't know exactly. There's no watermark on there from ChatGPT, if that's what you're asking about. And usually the giveaway, dead giveaway on an AI-inspired content is when they put words on it. Because the problem that AI has right now is it's not able to formulate grammatically words and spelling. So there's a lot of like misspellings and things like that. And if like I had it do a and Matt saw this one. Put a ketchup bottle and a hot sauce bottle in an alley and make the hot sauce bottle scaring the ketchup bottle, because hot sauce is superior to ketchup, right? And it's like scaring them. Well, I had such a problem with that one because it kept putting the hot sauce bottle in a ketchup bottle. Like it was shaped like a Heinz bottle. I'm like, dude, no, I don't care that you put the word hot sauce on the front of it. That's a Heinz bottle. Change it. And on the ketchup bottle, like there's like fake words that are really tiny. You can't read it, but it's like, LLKIBFJ, you know, like it's just gibberish. So AI has a problem with kind of doing that. So if you, my prompts will say no words, don't give it any words at all, make it completely blank, because then I go in afterwards and I just throw a little text box over it, a simple one, you know, like anybody else would on a meme. So it's fun and it's not that
I've
tough.
Seen people put their logos on memes they didn't even create. And they're like, well, no, I claimed it first. So just wanted to, I quickly Google searched while you guys were talking. And it does say that you can use ChatGPT commercially, let alone for, you know, all of this stuff. There's no limits. It just says as long as you kind of apply with the terms of OpenAI and API terms. So, which is going to be, I think that's more directed to like if you're, you know, using APIs so people can go to your website, ask questions, you can pay for that. I know ChatGPT and a lot of those AI stuff, you can pay like $100 and then integrate your API with your website. So people, you can be like, you want to make memes like this? Head on over to BrandonJMcDermott.com/whatever. And then, you know, for $2.99, unlock it and you can use it for, like, you can legally do that for $100. So,
you know, what's funny, Matt, is we're talking, said this publicly and not to make the joke of nobody's going to see this, but think about making a cookbook, and it would be fun to sit there and take pictures of all the food I'm making and actually have to spend 6 months to make all the food, or I could just put it into ChatGPT, make a spaghetti sandwich.
Yep.
Because I'm making a grilled cheese sandwich with spaghetti, and instead of actually having to fucking do the pictures, I can just make it an animated AI and then write the text. I'm going to make a book in a month. This is going to be amazing.
Well, not only that, and I mean, even if you do make it, then boom, there's your YouTube cover art. There's your YouTube thumbnail. You know what I mean? Like that's, and it's no different when you look in the backgrounds of a lot of the thumbnails that I do for the show here. There's an AI image or two in the background. I use something called imagine.art. I was telling you the other day, it's essentially the same thing. You type in whatever, you have all these different filters. It comes up with images. You know, so it's similar to probably what ChatGPT does, but different.
There's limitations to it too, and of course, one of the limitations is, and there's workarounds. But if I were to give it my picture, and say, "Hey, take my picture and put me," and I did this. I said, "Put me as a food judge," because I was seeing how good it would do.
Yep.
I am the food judge. I am Fat Daddy. I judge people on their food crimes, and I put them to food jail. It's all true, whatever. And it gave me a fat man with a mustache that looked nothing like me and a beard that didn't match the mustache, didn't have glasses, kind of fat, but not like muscular. And I'm like, that looks nothing like me. And I got to the point where I was able to have it to say like, look, we can't take your picture and implement it into this. We do artist interpretations of it. So AI isn't great that way. Additionally, there are some things you can't make it do. Like I was like, okay, make a cow eating a steak. I'm sorry, we can't humanize a cow to do that. But what I did with that cow one I did there was I go, put two cows in front of a barn and make them sad. And they did. And I was like, okay, good. Now make that same meme and add a steak in front of them. And then it did. And there was no like, and then I said, I went even further, which I didn't use this for the meme. Now put forks in the cow's hands. So you're able to like walk step by step to build the meme you want without saying, okay, make cows stabbing their butt, cutting off a piece of steak and throwing it on a grill. But I bet you we could work our way step by step from the back end, no pun intended, to do that.
I am so intrigued. Yeah, and I have to imagine too, now that you're training it and listening to it, there's no way you're getting away with it now. So, but it, in regards to ChatGPT, I don't know, it was last year, maybe the year before, there was a guy, Michael Bromley, I believe was his name, he worked for a big company, and he said, he asked it, he says something about like, what do you think of humans early on in the AI? And it came back and it said, humans are inferior, selfish, and destructive creatures. And in AI's opinion, the worst thing to ever happen to this planet, and we deserve to be wiped out.
Yeah. Which, you know, there are certain, the fears of AI are not new. And no. they're just as valid, if not more valid than they've ever been, because of how close we are to computers overtaking. Now, they're not sentient, just so we understand. They're not sentient. They can't think of on their own. AI only thinks on, as what I understand, and I'm not a smart guy, only thinks on, like the AI, if you go to ChatGPT and type into it, it pulls from human history, human knowledge up until this point, and it doesn't think on its own. It does what you tell it to based on code. So it's not thinking for itself. It is thinking based on what we've told it to think with all the knowledge in the world. Now, that's certainly more than a human can do, but it's a computer still. It's not something that is on its own. There are other versions that haven't been released publicly that you can almost guarantee are more than that.
Yeah, it's
because
crazy.
What we see out here, you can only imagine that the governments, not just ours, others, have a hold of something that's 10 times at least stronger.
Oh, at least.
I was really excited. And then whenever you guys were talking about, you know, what all these things can do, I thought to myself, I was like, this is crazy. This is some like iRobot Will Smith type of shit. And then immediately you guys started going in that direction of like, oh, you know, this back in the day, this guy, you know, says that we should wipe humanity. And I'm going, am I just having a really bad trip right now? Or is just like, what the fuck is going on? I am terrified. But I did take a note. I did want to circle back on one thing real quick. Little Caesars. I did see a couple videos on TikTok about apparently they make their sauce differently at each location. So I'm wondering, when you said Little Caesars tastes like cardboard, is it the best pizza? No. Is it a staple to go to? You bet your fucking ass I'm going to get me a fucking $6 or $7 fucking hot and ready, baby. Give me some of them fucking Italian cheese sticks, crazy bread.
I mean, we could talk about food all day. I think with Little Caesars, when it's hot and it's ready, it's dynamic. It's delicious. Dip it in ranch, dip it in butter, garlic butter, whatever. It's great. Once it cools down and it's room temperature, it's fucking cardboard. And if I have to reheat pizza to make it better, the best part about pizza is being able to eat it cold. You can't eat Little Caesars cold. It's like eating cardboard.
See, I disagree. I can fuck up some cold. Is it the best, though? Like I said, Domino's cold pizza to me is top tier. Is absolutely top tier.
See, that's the thing. Like, the problem is once you get to the crust of Little Caesars, it's like it breaks apart like wood chips, like dust. Like, it's just not it's not the greatest. Domino's, woohoo, Pizza Hut. Oh yeah.
I mean, see, that's with Casey's too, even then, I'm not a big cold Casey's fan. A lot of people like it. If it's beef, it develops a different color. I'm not a fan. You know, but pepperoni, maybe.
I had a piece of, normally I buy a piece of pizza every day from Casey's, and this is why I'm this size. And I'll have it for breakfast. And I usually take it to the station and I don't get to eat it for 20 minutes because I'm there and I'm voice tracking and recording. I had a piece this morning that wasn't like that. And the cheese was melty and it was greasy and it was great. And I'm like, holy shit, why am I eating this shitty ass pizza that's fucking cold every day? Why don't I get it and just eat it? Part of it too was that it was brand new, but there's nothing quite like a cheesy, greasy, fucking messy pizza that gets on your mustache and in your beard and on your fingers, and you gotta take a shower after.
Not if you use a mustache, mate. But dude, I am as the great Euban Wackenoff would say, I am a slut for pizza. I could probably eat it every single goddamn every gay. I'm happy.
Hello.
Every day. it's to the point where like I love crushing out homemade dough. I'm even thinking about getting like another pizza oven because I have one for the Weber attachment. It works fairly well, but now there's all these ones. I just saw one 42% off on Amazon, a Pizzello, Pizzello, I think. The Dude Network, they're giving one away, so maybe you guys could win, go over to their Instagram and stuff like that. So I was like, I wonder how much these things are. They're normally like 140, 150 bucks. You can get it for like 70 bucks right now. And it's the they have all sorts of different models from the propane to wood to, you know, all this stuff. And I was just like, God damn. They actually make attachments too for the solo stove that you can add and make it a pizza thing. Like, I'm just like, you know what? Even if you only use it a little bit. But I have to be honest, I slid up into their IG DM seeing if potentially they want to be a friend of the show. Kind of hoping that works out. If not, for 70 bucks. Like, now is the time where they're going to start trying to flip barbecue stuff and stuff like that on a lot of the big, whether it's the wall farts, the Amazonians, you know what I mean, the Dick's Sporting G's or whatever, you know, all those websites. They're going to start flipping barbecue stuff because they got to get rid of the old stuff to get the new stuff in a couple of months in most of the areas. So, well, the northern U.S.
I've never taken so many damn notes during one of our podcasts, man. I got Chat GPT up. I got this pizza oven loaded up as well. Because I did see on the Blackstone that we were talking about, there's some like pizza kits on that bad boy too. There's like a deep dish pan that you can get for it as well. And there's a whole bunch. I'm just like, whoa. Granted, do I feel like
who's Phil?
The Blackstone is the Stanley for men. Yes, I feel like there are equally just as great utensils and stuff like that that you can get for 60% the price of that that Blackstone stuff. That is pricey.
Yeah, you put the stuff on there. Here's the pizza oven that I was showing you guys real quick. It's wood fired, which I love, always cutting and splitting wood. So it comes with this. You put the wood, it can use charcoal or wood pieces, right? And it puts it on there. You get all the tools, the cover, the grates, that appears the stone. I mean, it's 4-in-1. You can actually use it as a little fire pit if you don't want it, because the top where the handle is, the pizza thing actually comes off. So if you wanted it, you could have a really, really small little fire pit. But like I said, yeah, this was cool. I'm hoping they're going to be a friend of the show. If not, right now, like I said, they're 70. How is it here? Yeah, 75, 98, 42% off.
That looks so fucking cool.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's not going to be something you use every day, but you got to imagine chilling with the family and, you know, just sitting around. Hey, we're going to have a pizza night. And there's a 12 and a 16 option. So if you got the 12, that was the price for then. you're going to make smaller pizzas, which is probably better for the kids anyways, but you can always go with the 16 inch, make a little bit, some bigger pies, but
giggity.
So you brought up Stanley, and I one of the first memes I created with AI was, I said, give a woman in a cold house because she refused to pay for her heating bill and she paid for a Stanley cup instead. And if you look closely, she's got, you can't tell, but she's got icicles for tears. Having done it. And it took me a while on that one. And that's kind of what I was getting at, was because it kept showing me a thermos, not a Stanley cup, but like the steel topped thermos. And I was like, no, that's not a Stanley. You got to make it look like this. And so
that is crazy. Awesome. I am going to do, I'm going to use this. I'm going to be sending you guys so much in the group chat. I'm like, look what I made. Look what I made. Being like a fucking proud third grader, just, you know, coloring for their parents.
I am sure, and there are other AIs out there, but ChatGPT, the 3.5 version, which is the free version, doesn't let you make memes. You have to pay for the $20 a month one to do it. So just heads up.
Immediately give them my information. It's well worth it. I'm going to have so much
it is.
Fun.
It is. I mean, I use it for so much. For formulating emails. Now, I prompt it with, hey, make this email sound more professional, because I'm usually like, look, bitch, I fucking sent this to you 3 weeks. You know, like, honestly, like, if you can say it. You can say it like that. And I've had it craft better speeches for me based on prompts I've given it and information I've given it.
So, dude, yeah. That's, I do a lot of emails. So, God.
It's worth it.
Yep. No, there's lots of potential. Like I said, there's people, like I said, that I've chatted with people in the IT world that they use it because they get stuck writing code for a project and this and that. And they pay that $20 a month. They go in there and next thing you know, they got code that works exactly how they want it. Trying to build a website, get a little stuck, boom. Chat. Maybe we should slide into their DMs, see if they want to be a friend of the show. Come on, ChatGPT. I know you're listening.
Yeah, no shit. Always well, listening, Big Brother.
But, yeah. Man, between the AI stuff, the UFO stuff, I know I've been reading so much shit on the UFOs lately. Because they release more and more and more in these podcasts. Like, these guys are going on these podcasts. And they're like not scared anymore. And these guys have been doing research for like 20 years. And the stuff that they're saying, the stuff that they've discovered that they can't still leak because they don't have evidence, like they don't have rights to share the videos. Dude, it's unbelievable. There's enough stuff on the internet, like the tentacle or the jellyfish spacecraft. Have you guys heard of that one? It almost looks like a jellyfish. And it was, there was like a joint operation in like, I'm going to say somewhere in the Middle East, you know, whether it was say Iraq or Israel or one of the, you know what I mean? It began with an I, Iran, something like that. And it was U.S. in those forces. There's some kind of lake or ocean or some kind of body of water there. And there was this jellyfish style craft flying around that wasn't detected by any of the anti-missile stuff. They couldn't catch it on.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thermal, any military piece of equipment, they could not detect this. Planes were flying or you know what I mean, monitoring and stuff. They couldn't pick it up on their like targets to lock in. Wouldn't do that. Then all of a sudden it was going, and then it, you know, just went pew, right into the water. Gone. 17 minutes. Couldn't detect it. Couldn't find it. It comes out of the water at a 45-degree angle or something. Pew, gone. And they're like,
what the fuck?
And what's scary is they're saying that a lot of this technology can, it's already taken and shut down our nuclear stuff. Has shut down this. Can't be detected. There's nothing. Like, we're at the mercy of them almost. Like, they could take down everything if they really wanted. But everything that they're seeing in the research that they've been doing for 20 years, it's like, they don't want to kill us. They don't want to harm us. They're doing, like, what can they do? They're researching this and that. And the biggest theory is apparently they're, like, harvesting us. And eventually, when wherever they are is done, they might act like an ant farm. They're watching us, this and that. they might be just harvesting, watching, monitoring us so we don't blow ourselves up because they want to eat us. Like, we might be a good source of food for them. So think about that.
God.
This is the worst time to be fucking high.
Cows taste better than us.
You guys are just you know how to ruin a good high. You know that? You just, first you guys are like, hey, you want me to blow your mind? I'm like, yes, let's do this. You're like, you want me to scare you a little bit? Just a little. Just a little. Do you want me to full-blown fucking terrorize you right now? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead. I am. What the fuck? All I got is this fucking War of the Worlds shit and fucking, remember Falling Skies on, was it TNT? That shit was good, dude. Fuck.
Look up the underwater volcano and there was a creature. There was this huge underwater volcano that they found, and then there was this big-ass creature that they saw going over this. They have no idea what it is, what it could be, how it could be, all of this stuff, and this military shit was, like, picking this up, and they're just like, see ya. A lot of weird shit going on that they're finally releasing that has been going on forever, and I don't know. I'm intrigued by it. There's so many other things I could focus my energy on. I just can't stop reading this shit. I don't know what it is. I haven't even read Brandon Jay's book, Abandoned Brandon, yet, but I'm reading all this shit about aliens. What a bad friend I am.
A lot more interesting.
Were you ever probed, Brandon? Because if so, tell us the page number.
7:45. And there has somebody. So for anybody that's watching this, we did mention earlier that you can come in, join the audience, potentially call in. Like there was somebody that was backstage in the audience for a while. You're probably watching this and being like, these guys suck. They won't. But when you put your name in, it said user not found. Like, I know that's probably funny, but at least put your names in a little description or something so we know what you're doing. You know what I mean? And what's going on. So, like, when the blur was popping in, he would put the blur 46. I knew who was coming in here. Just give us a name. Don't put you've been whacking yourself off.
But, I'm going to put user not found next time I hop in here next week. Can't wait. I'm not going to remember, but I think it would
be funny. No, you're not going to. Don't put that in your notes. You won't remember. But speaking of blur, he just popped in. You guys want to chat with blur for 5 minutes?
Let's do it.
Get his take on some shit. Let's go. Let's bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us this week, the Blur 46, live from the studio. Looking a little cold in the mobile studio. Holy shit. What's going on, man? It's been a couple weeks. Hope all is well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we finally got better. Snowed in right now.
No shit. I know. You've been in Brandon. You guys got the snow too, right?
Yeah, we got the snow and the cold. The worst part was the cold. We're finally snapping today. It's up to 28 degrees, and then we're going to get 30 to 35 the next, like, 7 days. So it's going to be the first time we've been above freezing in about 10 days.
Hell yeah. It's like seeing the future. Whenever you guys tell me about how shitty it is there and all the snow, and it's like 2 days later, I get the same thing, which makes sense. The weather usually goes that way, I guess. But it's just normal for me not to sound like that douche. I mean, we got a foot and a half to 2 foot of snow, and it's just like, business is normal, you know. It's funny because somebody was telling me, like, oh, how much snow did you get? You got a lot? And I'm like, it's weird for me, I think, when I'm around people, you know, other people from other states where it's like, we didn't get that much. We probably got like a foot and a half, 2 feet. And they're like, that storm hit us pretty good. We're like three and a half foot. Took a little bit to clear it. And it's not like, holy shit, we got it. It's just like, there's places in New York.
Storm for us up here.
Yeah.
I mean, you give us 6 inches and it's, you know, it's going to cause a lot of trouble.
That's right.
That's what it's here.
Yep.
But if you're going to promise six, you better bring six, human.
That's right. You know, it's a lot of five with about an inch of a promise. You know what I mean? It just, they got to give that little extra thrust, make it seem like it's a little bigger than it is. Now, Blur, you're given kind of conflicting weather patterns here because you see the sunflower headrest. You're like, oh, it's like spring or whatever. It's so, or fall. It's real nice. It's the, you know, the weather's gorgeous. And then you're bundled up in your hoodie and everything. And you can just see that it's just like, I think the back window is kind of fogged over a little bit too. So first of all, what are you doing to cause that much heavy breathing? And two, can we see?
But it was OnlyFans. This is, these are some pictures from Copenhagen area. Just from the one storm the other day.
No. Move.
It's just normal. They just get out there like those, you know, crazy people in Buffalo where they're just going out there. Have you seen images from that? It looked like something. I forget how somebody put it, but it almost looked like a scene from like a prisoner of war or something. There was just like hundreds to thousands of Buffalo fans in this dark, dark tunnel with a bunch of shovels all bundled up like they're, you know what I mean? Or like they're in prison or something that are getting out to clean these there. And it's pretty impressive. I mean, they just work as a team. You're just getting 1,000 random people that are working as a team for a game of football, and they're just going in with shovels, pushing it into the middle thing. They got this huge sled thing. Throw it in there. It all goes down. They get it, and then they got to cart it out and probably throw it in the water. Lake Erie.
That is just...
Oh, I've seen that.
I mean, the dedication for Buffalo Bills fans is just unmatched. Now, granted, they're building a new stadium, and they're still not going to put a dome in. I don't know. That's what the fans voted on.
Special they don't want it. It's home field. They love sitting there. They love throwing throwing the old snowballs at people, apparently. There's a lot of people that shit on the Bills fans, all right? And I'm not a Bills fan, but, like, my ma, diehard Bills fan. A lot of my buddies, diehard Bills fans. And part of you, me as a sports fan, does feel bad for them. They lost 4 straight Super Bowls. Like, you can't recover from that. You get into a sports argument with them. They know that that's coming, so they don't do it. But the one thing that I read a story, there was a mom that brought her 2 kids as Steeler fans to the Bills game. She is the first time that these kids have ever gone to a game, and she's been saving up the money to bring them to a playoff game, right? And she was expecting, like, beers being thrown on them, harassed the whole time. And she said it was from the time they got out in the parking lot, people were friendly to them. By the time they got into the stadium and everything, they said it was such an amazing experience because everybody's like, props to you, Ma, for bringing your kids here, this and that. Like, and they were, like, teaching them the game. Like, she said it was, like, the most wonderful experience, even with all the snow and stuff that has ever had. And, like, those are the stories you don't see. You always see, like, drunken Bills fans fighting, stuff like that. But it's, like, there's a lot of those good, like, a lot of people that are Bills fans that I know, they're good people. They just, unfortunately, have loved a shitty team for a long time on paper. And I can relate. I can say that because I'm a Pirates fan, so.
I think I've got you all beat. I'm a Nebraska fan.
Man, that's a tough one. But here's like a
hey, at
one
least
of
you
the
had
pictures.
1960, Matt.
79, I think, was their last one.
Oh yes, we are family. You're right. Yes, yep. Yes.
So there's the picture of the Bills getting ready to do work. I have that same yellow shovel. It's a hell of a shovel. A little metal tip on the end. Does handles the business. So, Blur, before you joined, I know you can't hear unless you're in the audience, but we were talking about AI and UFOs. I don't know if you have heard anything cool or you got a take on AI. You've been, to recap, terrified of AI. Not a good thing to talk about when he's allegedly Stony Baloney. Brandon, yes. Myself, intrigued, not super scared of it. And you've seen the memes and chat with Brandon. Like, you've seen what he's been able to do with chat GPT. So I don't know if you, your take on AI and UFOs.
Well, I was backstage there for a bit and listened to it. But it was pretty crazy as far as just listening to it and everything as far as that goes. But I don't know what I think about UFOs. I don't know. I don't know whether to believe if they're real or not, or what. Because, you know, there's a lot of shit coming out now.
It's crazy, and it's a loophole.
From what, like, I heard, you guys went about Independence Day, though.
They're gonna eat us. That's what they're saying. They're gonna eat us. But I mean, eventually, by the time it happens, and it just does. It makes sense, though. Like, when things are going crazy, a lot of these UFOs and stuff that are seen are around military bases. They're in during wars when nuclear stuff's threatened. Like, maybe they're really trying to save us from killing ourselves so they can eat us. I don't know. That's the theory I'm going with.
All I know is they either fuck you or eat you. And all I know is if they're going to eat me, they better fuck me first. Okay. Just give me the 2-piece combo before I go.
You're going to be taken from the back end. They're just going to be eating your face.
God, even that video played out.
Shit, just going to connect us all together for a fucking kibasa. It's going to be terrible. Which cheek's going to get the most damage? Oh, no, we'll never know.
They're going to use ChatGPT to make images of us. Like, hey, take this human eating another human while I eat it with a fork.
They're just gonna have us all lined up naked, and they're just gonna be like, oh, you know, typically the women taste better, you know, it's kind of like white meat, dark meat type of thing, and they're gonna see me like, oh, I want the bearded chick with the tits, and it's like, that's actually a male, sir. Where's this dick? It's cold outside, motherfucker. Fuck you. Like, god damn, you see how cold it's been in the Midwest? Fuck you. It's an NA.
Then they prove you open or probe them, and it becomes an Audi.
You know what? It would be a significant Audi. And I just want to go into, you know, usually like the big old Angus cows that know don't really move around a lot. It's a lot of tenderized meat. That's me. Okay. I don't move around a lot. I'm going to be like, what is that? That Wagyu or whatever. I'm going to be prime human flesh. Okay. They don't want that bony six pack motherfucker. They're going to want top tier. You've been whacking off fucking, you know, and the dick's going to be the tastiest part. It's going to be the saltiest and it's going to be the rarest because you only get so many inches of it.
Do you think they'd start with like those people that are on like 600 pound life or whatever it is? You think they'd start with them? I mean, you know, if you're out in the wild and you're hunting, yes, and you see like a big elk or a big deer, you're gonna go with them over the small ones, right?
Yeah, for food, you're like, gonna get more
fat, though, wouldn't it?
I mean, you could use the fat for a lot of things. I mean, you use blubber and fat and all sorts of stuff for things. You know, break it down into some butter, some mayonnaise, whatever else you do with it. I don't know. I've never just gone out in the woods and say I'm gonna survive for 30 days. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could.
Cut them open like a tauntaun or something?
It's possible. It's possible.
I mean, where is a mask?
Man. They're saying that too. Not that there's definitely aliens amongst us as well. Like there's people out there that are, you know, actual aliens, whatever they're doing. I'm curious. I don't want to be around when they figure out exactly what they're going to do for us. Like, I'm not going to lie. But if that happens, and I know, like, hey, apparently ChatGPT too, not to cycle back to that, but apparently there's a death calculator that's fairly accurate, and that's something that I never gonna invest. It was something I Googled that just popped in my brain that there was some things that have happened when people are using death calculators on ChatGPT, and that's something that my brain just cannot handle, so I'm not putting that in there. Because if I ever find out I'm dying, I'm heading over to Eubins, I'm going to sit in those stadium seats, we're going to enjoy some Canadian vitamins and throw some darts, and then I'm going to go over and see Brandon and we're going to smoke some meat, and then the world's going to come to an end. And
I know, smoke some meat while you're here too, big boy.
Hey, I'll use that Blackstone.
We can use the stadium seat. You can smoke.
Hell yeah. Nice. Anything else going on, Blur, before we let you go, man?
Not much. I was going to mention something about the AI though that I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah, do it.
The ones where you've seen these like AI generated women that these people are posting on these Facebook posts and stuff, and these guys are like, oh, yeah, you're so hot and all this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, catfishing has really expanded. I mean, being able to come up with that shit.
Yeah.
That TV show needs to make a comeback.
For the record, I'm trying to make a meme right now with us. So.
I saw your brain working. I was going for it, but your brain just went somewhere. I saw that look.
I lost it. I forgot what the fuck it was. Oh,
we're talking about AI created
catfish.
Women and catfishing. Well,
I was just thinking how fun it would be just to fuck with people and just pretend to be, you know, and just have a film show of just being like, it's kind of like Catfish, but you're the antagonist. Like you're trying to fuck with people. I don't know. I showed I showed my kids Silent Library. I don't know if you guys remember that on MTV back in the day, but I showed them that and I was like, look at some of these old school games that we used to watch and just publicize, and they're like, this game is awesome. I was like, I hope they bring it back. That would be fun.
That would
that's where my went.
A lot of fun, man. I haven't thought of Silent Library in so long. When
it was
that
a good show?
When was it? Like 2009, 10?
I would say
something like that.
Was it like 2006 or 2010 time frame? Because I think I was like in high school at one point.
Oh, I love how you're just like, yeah, it's anywhere from like 2006 to 2000. I mean, it was somewhere in the 2000s.
Yeah, it was. I'm thinking it started around while I was in high school. So I graduated in 08. So that's why I was thinking maybe as early as 06.
Okay.
Oh, we got one. The first episode was June 15th, 2009. Final episode, May 13th, 2011. And it was actually based off the model of a Japanese game show. You know it's got to be good. The Brain Candy from MTV features six friends vying for a cash prize. If only they remained silent. It's one of them. Yeah, it was good.
So here's what I did. I went and I said, here's the four. Can you guys see my screen?
Yep.
Yes.
Here's the four pictures of us. I said, make a meme. Top left is the fat foodie. Top right is the guy who's always in the stars, because I couldn't say the other thing.
Right.
Bottom right is the man with the beard laws with the ZZ Top beard, and the bottom right is the man who lives in the mountains. And they came up with this first. See, like, it's not the greatest with prompts. Like, you literally have to type in, like, what? Like, I said four pictures, and what is a mountain man, and who's the beard Laren?
Oh, the beard Laren, like, scares me.
It's the alien that you can't see.
So here's the next one they gave us. The next one they gave us was this one. I guess we're all Jerry Garcia, fat Jerry Garcia. Like, and they're Jack stars.
Black. Jack Black and Jerry Garcia. Yeah.
The one on the top left looks like that Guy Fieri guy.
Yes.
Yeah, with a big beard. Then you got Jack Black on the bottom left.
So the last one, which was the best, I thought, was this one.
Yeah.
The Cosmic Exporo.
Yes.
Which is why, like, when I do memes like this, I tell it never to put words on it, because...
Like, yeah, they come up wonky. That is awesome.
But it's silly. And if we... Part of it probably was the first original picture we did wasn't the greatest.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah. You want us to all smile and you can do it again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Take my shirt off?
Okay.
Blur, your screen is getting cut off at your eyes, by the way. Is that the same for you guys, too?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. Usually, though, too.
So your screen is like this. Like, you're like this.
It's got to be hard on that phone to probably see what we're doing, too, and stuff like that. And
all right. Count to three, and I'll take a picture. Everybody smile. Oh. Three, two, one. Let's see if that worked.
Juan.
You say Juan?
Juan. Juan.
Three, two, Juan.
Here,
you'll have to show it to me. I couldn't see it on the screen.
Yeah, we'll show it. Yeah, we'll send you. Brandon will send you something after. They were pretty good. They were pretty. Yeah,
I am
currently signing up for a ChatGPT account.
while you're doing that too, I'll show you the kind of the Imagine Art one that I use. I know I've showed it on the show before, but so Yubin. Oh shit, I'm gonna probably have to sign in. Let me end this, and then I'm gonna have Yubin just come up with any random prompt, and it works a little bit different, and it'll be interesting to see what it comes up with.
Struggle,
it's cool because you can have different filters and some stuff. So this will be, we'll use this as the background of the show, whatever you come up with. Okay.
All right.
So let me show you here. So you just come in here. We go screen, text to image. Then it's 1-to-1. We'll go with this. We'll straight do this. So anything, just describe what you want to see, phrases, and then I just separate them with commas.
Okay. Let's just do a round table of chipmunks eating breakfast, preferably with peppered bacon and ping or biscuits and gravy.
Generate. And it takes a little bit of time. So you press it, but what's cool is you can come in there and you can start adding art styles to it as well. So, I mean, you can go a tattoo style, Halloween, you want it to look like a 3D game, crayon art, you know, Japanese art, sketches, illustrations, retro, comics. I mean, any of these you can put in here for a secondary feature, which is...
This is so sick.
That's pretty cool.
Like I said. Let's see what comes up. What I do like about this one is then you can regenerate, and like Brandon says with ChatGPT, with the 4.0, like it'll do it, but it'll come up similar. And then you have an option to create based off the similar thing that it does. And like him, you can add an image and you can kind of tweak it that way as well.
I have never felt so fucking old in my life.
So
okay.
There's your chipmunks eating breakfast with peppered bacon and biscuits and gravy.
There you go.
But if you were to, like, you know, say you wanted it, oh, shit. Like, in your brain, you were like, man, I was thinking I wanted it more, I don't know.
Yes, that's exactly the one I was picking. Do the tiger or the jaguar, whatever the thing is. Yes.
Okay. So you're doing that. I don't know if you, well, that loads if you want to share your screen, Brandon.
Yeah.
Look at us.
This is so much fun.
So I said, do a picture, the four of us, here's the, Top left is a fat foodie. Top right is the guy who's always in the stars. Bottom left is a ZZ Top beard guy. And the bottom right is the Appalachian Mountain man who fights bears.
Yes.
And this is what it gets. Somehow we look like that. We look like that guy that just went to prison from that 70s show.
We do. Right? Danny Mast.
Yeah, we do. Oh, what's a Galazic? Galazic. Is that like Glizic? Glizzy?
A galaxy classic.
Galazic daydreamer.
That could be a new word.
How are you bear wrestling mountain man at the bottom, like half army guy getting a back rub from another bear?
I think Galazic like is not a word.
You look like you're getting ready to take over a country.
That's every time you been, you're, how high are you? I'm Galazic. How are you? I'm Galazic.
You're classic. Of Galizzi's.
It's not a word.
Like, this guy looks like Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Like, the guy in the stars looks like Bear Grylls. I look like 70s show guy. You look like Che Guevara. That's what I'm saying. Che Guevara. And Blur's down there just looking like...
The one bear is definitely penetrating the other bear. I mean, he's got his bear dick in him. He's got his claws there, like you're now going in there. And the army bear's like, I don't like this. Get it out of me, but I don't kind of hate it.
Because it doesn't look aggressive. It looks like he's asking a question like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? I told you several times, get that dick off of me. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like he's going to swing by any means.
That's true. Here, I'll show you what your last little chipmunk art came up with. Boom.
See, that is some fucking cool shit. Is that one ripped or what? Oh, no, it's wearing a coat. Is it wearing a coat? Why is it blue? I can't see.
It's pop art. I don't.
Oh, yeah, but I just didn't know. I couldn't tell. It looked like it was wearing the outfit from like Feifel Goes West with a little red bandana and like a little coat or whatever.
It does have a coat on.
Interesting. Do you remember the most terrifying one I made? I said to make two Muppets.
Yep.
And have one of them terrifying the other one.
Oh, my God.
Like my wife said, that is disturbing. I said, uh-huh.
It's okay, Jesus son. Christ. It's okay. And I love that their tongues are hearts.
Yeah.
That is just... The amount of damage that that fifth hand is going to do down there is just... Ooh. Was it a fourth hand? I guess there was two on the neck, one hanging down, and then one in the nether regions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to pat his knee to comfort him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at... I'm the star gamer.
The bear tamer or the Appalachians?
Spoken from somebody from the typical Appalachian, like living in the actual mountains.
This is like Harry Potter now.
The one guy in the top left looks so high, and so does the guy in the bottom. They all look kind of really high, actually.
Yeah,
even the bear looks like it's tripping.
Harry Potter meets the dude that played Wolverine, Hugh Jackman.
I tell you what, I have a hat similar to the Star Gamer. I just need some pink glasses and apparently a shorter beard.
Where did they get the DJ one from? DJ RSR.
Or all the gamers, really.
That look like Hugh Jackman and Daniel Radcliffe had a child. Like, that is eerie. Yep. What the
fuck? Whoa. Bless you.
Sorry.
Bless you. Bless you, child.
I was watching the clip last week when I accidentally pressed the power up. I cannot fucking stop laughing. And I felt so terrible. So I've made an effort to not press anything on the soundboard for this week. I'll probably come back pretty hard on next week with the one. And Brandon was like, holy shit. Euban, like, I think there was like just a little bit of a delay or something on Euban's screen because it was just after. So I got to watch Brandon, then Euban. Wow.
That's still
learn some things that day.
I think I watched that clip probably about 20 times because Brandon's reaction was glorious.
It was pretty good.
Which one was it?
When I hit the power up, Mario.
Oh my god!
And you were like, "Oh,
fuck!" That scared the shit out of me.
I think the neighbors heard it.
Oh shit!
Let me see here. Pull it up real quick. I don't know if you've seen it. right here. Oops, something.
I reckon I'll let y'all go.
All right, brother. We appreciate you, man. Stay safe. Stay warm. Good to see that you're not so sick anymore, man.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Hell yeah. Love to see it.
But y'all have a good week or week and rest your weekend.
You Hell too, yeah, brother. You too, man. Appreciate you.
Right. Bye.
Right here. Why is there no sound? Where's the sound? The fuck's the sound? Oh.
Like zombie movies, because people who believe in this stuff, is it just because they're excited, like people who like zombie movies because they want it to be real, or have they actually ever experienced something more than just like you've been watching his Super Mario poster fall from the wall, you know,
my brain goes,
that can be explained by the humidity in the room. Jesus
God, that honestly, that made me freak out. Like that, I got scared and frightened today, and I freaked out. Like that, I got me freak out. Honestly, that God, that
humidity in the room.
God, that honestly, that made me freak out.
Probably shouldn't have just kept playing the when I was going back. I was going back far enough, so just going. Oh,
fuck, that's good.
My bad, fellas.
It was so much louder than I thought it would. I don't know. That was just, especially I got headphones on too, so that was. That felt
See, it
good.
Didn't seem too loud on my end, but I think because I have the soundboard on this end, but when I went and played it back, obviously super loud, and then the place that I was getting them, there's actual ones, which I didn't know. I just see them and download, like, so I was like, oh shit, that looks-. There's some that say loud specifically, and I went back and that one says loud. So, oops.
Lesson learned. Kinda it's all good.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. My fault. But, hey, we're pretty close to the time, so before we get into another rant that'll probably be 20 minutes long, we might as well wrap this one up, unlike our peckers, because we all have kids. So, can't thank, obviously, you enough, Euban, Brandon, Jay, for spending some time on this lovely little Thursday. And Blur, can't thank you enough. And the user not found, thank you for coming in here as well. I probably should have let you in. We were going pretty hard in the paint on ChatGPT and UFOs and some stuff like that. So yeah, it was good stuff. I appreciate you guys. And like I said, we'll see you guys next week. Well, I'll chat with you guys all week. And time of the recording, we got football on today. Hopefully they're good games. But since this is a Thursday, we won't get into that. But fuck.
And right. Maybe next week I'll have a pizza oven.
Ooh.
And some new memes.
Ooh, pizza oven, new memes. We got the background of the chipmunks already for the show around a table, and it's going to be the background there. So there we go. That's awesome. Yeah, make sure you guys check them out. You've been whacking off on all the social medias. Brandon J. McDermott, can't thank you guys enough. I know you guys have some busy days with a Blackstone and smoking some meat, so hopefully you enjoy. And everybody listening, for whatever reason, you're still listening. We appreciate you as well. So keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. We'll see you fuckers next week. Okay, bye.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon D. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss Podcast, a vibrant scene, with beard loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.